USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking on ABC News, said we should watch out for the potential of an uptick in cases of COVID-19.
The bottom line is we likely will see an uptick in cases as we've seen in the European countries, particularly the UK, where they've had the same situation as we've had now. They have the BA2. They have a relaxation of some of the restrictions, such as indoor masking, and there's a waning of immunity. Hopefully, we won't see a surge.
President Joe Biden's approval rating amongst both Democrats and Republicans has dropped to a new low as only 40% are approving, according to a new Reuters Ipsos poll. The poll found respondents listed the economy as their number one concern, followed by war and foreign conflicts. And in a separate poll conducted by the Wall Street Journal, more than half of those surveyed believe President Biden will not seek re-election in 2024. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
There's now a push to send out gas price stimulus checks. It's just one proposal headed to Congress to ease the pain at the pump. Lawmakers behind it say the war in Ukraine is putting a strain on the economy, and they'd like to give people $100 each month. And some states have decided to cut their gasoline tax entirely, and 17 others are considering it. The FBI is now worried about Russian cyber attacks on critical U.S. infrastructure. Director Christopher Wray spoke about national security issues in Detroit. He said with the war in Ukraine, the FBI has been particularly focused on the cyber threat posed by Russian intel services and the cyber criminal groups they protect and support. He also warned business leaders to prepare and avoid paying those ransoms. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to say today whether 73-year-old Justice Clarence Thomas is remaining in the hospital, though he had been expected to be released by last night. Stay updated at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
More sanctions against Russia may be on the way.
It's been a month since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh mentioned more banks as sanctioned targets among examples without giving more specifics. He added that the Biden administration will still pursue diplomacy in addition to imposing costs, adding that dictators have to pay for their aggression. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Six teenage students killed in a collision with a semi were riding in a small car with only four seats, according to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Only the 16-year-old car's driver and front seat passenger were wearing seatbelts when the 2015 Chevrolet Spark carrying the girls collided with the rock hauler in a city called Tishomingo, a city of about 3,000, located 100 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. Those killed included the 16-year-old driver, three 15-year-olds, and two 17-year-old passengers. The girls' names weren't released because they are juveniles. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law to make abortions cheaper for people on private insurance plans, the first of more than a dozen bills the state's Democratic leaders plan to pass to prepare for potential U.S. Supreme Court rulings that could overturn Roe v. Wade. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.